Hello, friend. This is John Brewer, founder of Foundational Journey Institute, and I just want to congratulate you for making it to action number 6 of the 7 actions to a new and happier you. I highly recommend that you get a pad of paper and a pen because you're going to want to take notes with this action. Now, what is the action? It is managing your finances. Okay. Financial fears and worries are one of the biggest factors that impact our happiness and our sense of security. This powerful step includes creating a measure of financial security that will quell your anxieties and allow you to focus better on your goals. Now, we're going to use the following steps to start managing finances and creating some great lifelong habits. Now, I heard a quote once that was, "Money is not everything, but it ranks right up there with air." So, we're going to go through 8 steps to managing your finances. And right, so let's start with number 1, get out of debt. What you need to do is identify all of your debts and then create a plan to get them paid off as quickly as possible. You're going to want to learn to use the debt snowball method to do this. Dave Ramsey is the one that teaches that. You want to live by a budget and die by a budget. Now, it may sound creepy, but the truth is that we make more financial decisions with our emotions than we should. By creating a budget, you take the emotion out of the decision because the decision's already been made. You can't become emotional about, hey, well, I need more money. Well, no, the budget says this is how much it is, and stick to it. You want to track and trim your spending. Identify where all of your money is going. You want to get one of those little registers from the bank and start writing down every time you spend money. This helps you with your budgeting efforts, and it also identifies where you're throwing your money away. Once you know where the money is going, then you can start redirecting it. Number 4, go minimalist. You don't need everything right now. If you're spending money debt-wise on toys, get rid of them. If you can do without it, then get rid of it to provide more money to decrease your expenses and increase your investments. All right. Very, very important. Number 5, create an emergency fund. Preparedness always helps the mind. Even if it's a small amount, the fact that you have the money there relieves the stress when something unexpected happens. Number 6, start saving. Instead of paying your bills first, pay yourself first. As little as $10 a month, even up to 10% of your gross income if you can. Number 7, invest wisely. Now, this is different than saving. Investments are where every penny and dollar that you can direct into this category, the better, because in this step, your money starts growing on its own. Savings accounts, not so much. They still grow, but not as much as an investment will. All right. And number 8, you want to get financial advice. You don't know what you don't know. So relying on your own knowledge is what got you where you are now. So that's the eight categories or 8 steps to managing your finances. By knowing how your money is coming and going, you become the master of it instead of it becoming your master. Your journey to change will be much simpler and smoother when you're not constantly worrying about your finances. Now, I want to give you some proper expectations of these action steps. You're going to choose one of these actions and you're going to start implementing it today or tomorrow if you're reading this late at night. Just taking action is an action in and of itself, okay? Small gradual changes will be seen within the week. You're probably going to notice that first time you may actually stumble. You may make a mistake. Don't worry about it. The whole point is to step into the alter ego, step into who you want to be. Dramatic changes are going to be seen within 60 days. The mindset of the new you will have become automatic within those 60 days. Patience is your number one ally. Consistency is your number two ally. It took you however many years old you are to get into the situation that you're in. Change is going to take time and effort. Now, if you're wanting to unlock your personal transformation to the new you, and you want to take that to your new level, to the next level, remember that going to foundationaljourneyinstitute.com, unlocking-personal-transformation, you're going to actually get access to the ebook that I created on how to unlock a better personal transformation, embracing the change to shape your future. And I really would love you to take advantage of that, because in it, you're going to have some habits that are going to help you unlock a better personal transformation. And there's going to be tips in there to help you even do more. And I want to thank you and honor you for going through this video, and see you in the next one.